Module 7. Listening 2. Page 111. Exercise 3. You will hear 5 short extracts in which different people are talking about cycling. Look at task 1. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H what led each speaker to take up cycling. Now look at task 2. For questions 6 to 10, choose from the list A to H what advice each speaker would give to others thinking of following their example. You will hear the recording twice. While you listen, you must complete both tasks.
It's great living in a village environment, far from the stresses of city life, but we have few facilities locally, so it was a real blow when the bus service into town was axed. It wasn't economic, apparently. So we set up the community bike programme. We've got a pool of bikes, not the latest model, but quite safe, and we take it in turns to have use of one. We have a car share scheme too, of course. That's a must if you're setting up a scheme like ours, so nobody's absolutely dependent on the bikes in foul weather or if they fall ill. I'd forgotten what a pleasure cycling is, though, and it certainly keeps you in good shape.
I work at the hospital and didn't have much choice but to join the cycle challenge. Everyone in my department was dead set on it, mostly for environmental reasons, though some do compete in cycle races too. We agreed not to use our cars to get to work for a month. We were loaned the bikes, so there were no costs. I found it tough not having cycled for years, and I'd say don't agree to this sort of thing unless you have a go first. But I soon got used to it, started to enjoy it, and even slimmed down a bit. And guess what? I've just invested in a smart new bike and all the gear.
I chose to be a non-driver for ethical reasons, and cycling's the practical alternative. What's more, you avoid the stress of traffic jams and save a fortune on parking fees. You do need a decent bike, though, with good gears and lights, and you've got to dress appropriately, and all that can set you back a bit. Apart from breathing in all the disgusting emissions from other road users, it's also relatively healthy, and it keeps me fit. Some people go over the top and get a racing bike, but I'm not really into the whole cycling fraternity thing. I'm a serious cyclist, but I'm not obsessive like some people. But if that's what you're looking for, then fine by me.
For some people, cycling's like a means to an end. It gets you from A to B. Whereas for others, it's more of a lifestyle choice. I don't fit into either category, actually. I'm not unfit or particularly overweight, but I do need to wind down on occasions, and cycling's the thing that does it for me. I've never been tempted to seek out cycling buddies, actually, because I've heard that cycling clubs can be a bit competitive, both the actual races and in terms of who's got the latest equipment. I'd say steer clear of all of that. For me, cycling's about the open road and the fresh air and getting away from it all. Who could ask for more?
A friend recommended I take up cycling to combat the progression of a medical condition. It wasn't an easy option, and it was hard to find the motivation initially, but I persevered and feel so much fitter as a result. This area's got a fair-sized cycling community, and so I've often got company on the road, making it more enjoyable. But you don't have to go in for that side of it. I now give talks to fellow sufferers on the benefits of cycling. I'm always saying, don't bite off more than you can chew. Gradually build up stamina. They're mostly really committed, though, and I respect that, having been there myself.
It's great living in a village environment, far from the stresses of city life, but we have few facilities locally, so it was a real blow when the bus service into town was axed. It wasn't economic, apparently. So we set up the community bike programme. We've got a pool of bikes, not the latest model, but quite safe, and we take it in turns to have use of one. We have a car share scheme too, of course. That's a must if you're setting up a scheme like ours, so nobody's absolutely dependent on the bikes in foul weather or if they fall ill. I'd forgotten what a pleasure cycling is, though, and it certainly keeps you in good shape.
I work at the hospital and didn't have much choice but to join the cycle challenge. Everyone in my department was dead set on it, mostly for environmental reasons, though some do compete in cycle races too. We agreed not to use our cars to get to work for a month. We were loaned the bikes, so there were no costs. I found it tough not having cycled for years, and I'd say don't agree to this sort of thing unless you have a go first. But I soon got used to it, started to enjoy it, and even slimmed down a bit. And guess what? I've just invested in a smart new bike and all the gear.
I chose to be a non-driver for ethical reasons, and cycling's the practical alternative. What's more, you avoid the stress of traffic jams and save a fortune on parking fees. You do need a decent bike, though, with good gears and lights, and you've got to dress appropriately, and all that can set you back a bit. Apart from breathing in all the disgusting emissions from other road users, it's also relatively healthy, and it keeps me fit. Some people go over the top and get a racing bike, but I'm not really into the whole cycling fraternity thing. I'm a serious cyclist, but I'm not obsessive like some people. But if that's what you're looking for, then fine by me.
For some people, cycling's like a means to an end. It gets you from A to B. Whereas for others, it's more of a lifestyle choice. I don't fit into either category, actually. I'm not unfit or particularly overweight, but I do need to wind down on occasions, and cycling's the thing that does it for me. I've never been tempted to seek out cycling buddies, actually, because I've heard that cycling clubs can be a bit competitive, both the actual races and in terms of who's got the latest equipment. I'd say steer clear of all of that. For me, cycling's about the open road and the fresh air and getting away from it all. Who could ask for more?
A friend recommended I take up cycling to combat the progression of a medical condition. It wasn't an easy option, and it was hard to find the motivation initially, but I persevered and feel so much fitter as a result. This area's got a fair-sized cycling community, and so I've often got company on the road, making it more enjoyable. But you don't have to go in for that side of it. I now give talks to fellow sufferers on the benefits of cycling. I'm always saying, don't bite off more than you can chew. Gradually build up stamina. They're mostly really committed, though, and I respect that, having been there myself.
Track 8.